Sunder. Several local establishments reported a noticeable bump in business in the week following the provincial government's decision to lift the restrictions exemption program. "We have increased a lot in the restaurant and in the bar," said Debbie McBean, one of the serving staff at Sunder Hotel Restaurant. "Our dine-in, depending on the day, is really busy," said McBean, who works daily in both the restaurant and tavern side of the establishment. "Lunch hours in particular have been very busy," she said, adding that the number of takeout orders seems to have dropped, but not by much. "We actually might be looking for more staff because we are getting busier," she told the Alberton on Thursday, February 17. Chris Vardes, owner of Original Tea's Family Restaurant and Cedars Pub, also reported a noticeable increase of dine-in traffic. "You can see the difference, for sure," said Vardes, adding business for dine-in has bumped up about 20% and that Valentine's Day especially saw a surge. "It was really busy. I think every restaurant benefited on Valentine's Day," he said, adding it was the first major holiday since restrictions were significantly alleviated. "But it's still not up to what we've lost," he said, referring to pre-pandemic traffic. "There's a lot of people that are reluctant. So, it'll take some time before everybody's comfortable. They've been put through the ringer, there's a lot of fear out there still," he said. "But it's a start." Over at Boondocks Family Restaurant, which opened almost 1 year ago amid the unfolding pandemic, owner and chef Ravi Vithanage also said more people are coming out to enjoy the opportunity to sit down for dinner. "We have more and more," Vithanage said, adding he estimates a roughly 20-25% boost for dine-in business. "A lot of people are coming in to eat instead of ordering takeout," he said. No mask mandate conflicts reported. While the mask mandate for students in schools was lifted as of February 14, the health measure intended to reduce the potential spread of COVID-19 remains in place for businesses until March 1, provided hospitalization rates continue to decrease. Children aged 12 and under are no longer required to wear masks in any settings. But despite recent protests with demonstrators demanding an immediate end to all mandates, local patrons have remained pleasant. "Nobody's arguing or talking about someone wearing a mask or not wearing a mask," said Vithanage. "Everybody's very peaceful," he said, adding there haven't been any issues. While some customers continue to don a mask, he said the majority no longer are. At the Sunder Hotel Restaurant, McBean said the serving staff are still wearing masks. As per Alberta Health Services regulations, staff encourage customers to wear a face covering but don't push the issue too hard, she said. "Some of the customers that come in do wear a mask, some don't," she said, adding there hasn't been any friction between the two, with everyone simply grateful to once again finally be able to either dine in or sit at the bar for a drink. "Everybody's just been getting along. I haven't seen any conflicts at all. Everybody is just thrilled to be out," she said. The situation seemed similar at Cedars Pub and Original Tea's, where there are those who also choose to continue wearing a mask. "Some people are still reluctant with that. They're tired of that too, right? But one step at a time, and I understand," said Vardes. "Regardless of a person's individual choice, patrons have been respectful," he said. "People are really good, they're happy," he said. "I think people are just happy to have the freedom to come out and have dinner, or have a date or a drink. Although restrictions have not yet all been lifted, the light at the end of tunnel seems to be getting brighter. We just all got to be patient," said Vardes, longing for a level of normalcy to return. "I'm excited that the division is starting to close now. No more segregation of different types of people, vaxxed versus the unvaxxed." While he agreed decisions that impact the public's health should be made based on expert consensus, Vardes said more also needs to be done to find a balanced approach. "You got to help the health professionals. But at some point, the health professionals also sometimes take it a little too far," he said. "This is like a common ground. No one wants it forever. Who wants to be controlled forever, and who wants to be separated forever?" And with many other countries and jurisdictions around the world slowly but surely lifting restrictions, he said Canada needs to follow suit. "At the end of the day, our country's got to come to the same point as everybody else," he said. "You can't stop businesses and people from making money and earning a living.